For WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. The city of Dothan has agreed to enter into a contract with Wiregrass Pet Rescue and Adoption Center for an animal shelter in town. The yes vote by city commissioners will commit $6 million for the construction of a new animal shelter. Officials at the pet rescue say that the new shelter will be a fun place to come to. No word on when the shelter will break ground. A Coffee County native and former Alabama representative has passed away. Gareth Moore was born in New Brockton and served one term in the state house in 1994 and had an unsuccessful run for the state senate in 2014. Moore died at his home in Enterprise on Monday. He was 67. Troy's women's basketball team is deep in the WNIT after never earning a postseason win. The Trojans are headed to the Fab Four after defeating the Louisiana Monroe Warhawks Monday night. The Trojans will stay at home for their semifinal match today against Minnesota. Some water customers in Enterprise will not be charged a late fee for not paying last month's bill on time. Enterprise city leaders say while more than 6,500 water bills were printed and mailed on time, there were others that were delayed due to an issue at the post office. The bills that were delayed will have their late fees waived. And as Alabama lawmakers return to the state capitol this week, work is expected to resume on a package of bills aimed at increasing workforce participation in the state. The package includes a grant designed to provide a pathway for students who don't plan to attend four-year colleges to enter the workforce. And Dothan Leisure Services is looking for summer lifeguards. A training class is taking place this week. Another is planned for April 15th through the 25th. That one will be held at the Westgate Recreation Center. Applications are open to anyone who's 16 or older. More info can be found at DothanLeisureServices.org. And that's the latest look at your headlines from WiregrassDailyNews.com. I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 103.9.